Welcome back, everyone, to Tishrei in Halacha and Machshava. This week, I want to focus on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So we know that the Yom Tov of Sukkos, the mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah, to remember, it could be Sukkos or Shafti, it's been a Yisrael. Hashem says that I took the Jewish people out of Egypt and put them into Sukkos, whether that means the Hatz, or according to the other opinion, it means the clouds of glory, the Anani HaKavod. So there's a number of questions on this principle. First of all, a famous question: if Sukkos is all about remembering how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the Anane HaKavod, why do we do it during Tishrei? We should celebrate Sukkos on Pesach, when we went out of Mitzrayim, when we celebrate the rest of the Exodus of Egypt. Another question is, there were many miracles that happened to the Jewish people in the desert. There was the Anane HaKavod, there was the mon, the manna that fell every day, there was the Be'er Shel Miriam, the special well, the rock that water came out of. Many miracles. Why do we have a whole Yom Tov dedicated to the Anane HaKavod, to the clouds of glory, and not to the other miracles? So there's a famous idea from the Vilna Gaon that he explains that the Yom Tov of Sukkot is actually not celebrating the clouds of glory per se. Rather, that the clouds of glory returned. What does he mean? He explains that when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, they were surrounded by these clouds which represented the Shekhinah, which represented the divine presence resting amongst the Jewish people. Then, when they sinned with the golden calf, he says the clouds of glory departed. They left the Yidden, representing the fact that the divine presence, the Shekhinah, departed from the Jewish people. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with the second Luchos, Hashem had forgiven the Jewish people. He gave them a command the next day to build the Mishkan. The whole idea of building the Mishkan is to have a place where the Shekhinah could once again rest. It took a few days to collect the materials, and he says they started to build it on Tesvav Tishrei, on the first day of Sukkos, which is when the clouds of glory returned. So in other words, Sukkos is not so much about the actual miracle of the clouds of glory, rather we're celebrating the fact that Hashem forgave us on Yom Kippur then, and Hashem continues to forgive us every year on Yom Kippur. So in other words, the Yom Tov of Sukkos is not a separate Yom Tov from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's not just a random Yom Tov stuck in the month of Tishrei. Rather, it is the celebration of the fact that Hashem forgives us on Yom Kippur. Based on this, the Vilna Gaon explains the paragraph in Davening that we say every Yom Tov, called Ata Bechartonu Mikol HaAmim. It says, you chose us. We talked to Hashem. Hashem chose us from all other nations. Hafto Yisonu, you loved us. V'rotzisa Bonu, which could be translated as you wanted us. So he says these three expressions correspond to the three, the Sholish Regolim, the three Yomim Toivim. You chose us from all other nations. That's Pesach, when Hashem chose us as a nation. Ahavta isonu, you loved us. Ishavuos, we celebrate the fact that Hashem gave us a Torah. Because He loved us, He gave us a way of life, He connected to us through the Torah. V'ratzisa banu, the word ratzisa, besides meaning wanting, could also mean He was appeased, He forgave us. Which is what? The Yom Tov of Sukkos. When do we celebrate the forgiveness? V'ratzisa banu. That's the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is why Sukkos is Zman Simchaseinu. It's the time of our joy, the time when we celebrate together with Hashem, we're reunited with Him. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we celebrate that reunification on Sukkos. Have a wonderful day.